Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
So have you heard about this one? You know, the two, you saw, everybody now has seen the two little girls, five and three, just
dumped over the wall.
Dumped over the human debris.
Yeah.
And the outrage of Peter Ducey asking Circle Back Saki, hey, you gonna, like, you know, tighten it up around the border? You can crack down so we don't have children, toddlers wandering the desert? And she never answers the crackdown question. That's because the answer is no. We love toddlers wandering in the desert. It's part of the voter drive.
For a smuggler to throw them over a wall into the desert, and I'm just curious what the White House is doing.
Are you concerned more about the kids' safety, or are you concerned about kids getting in?
Kids' safety?
Well, of course it is, which is why I'm often surprised by some of the line of questioning in here.
Wow. I mean, you want to talk about cold.
Yeah.
Nobody in the Trump administration would have ever gotten away with answering that question that way.
No.
Oh, if you want to talk about kid safety, we'll talk about that. Jen, you going to do anything for the kid safety? Well, no, but I'll talk about it.
No.
It's really outrageous. And then you put it on top of this just to give you some idea of what we're dealing with here and what is now normal and tolerated. New York Post is left to report much of the nation's news, one of the few mainstream outlets that does. Headline, four-year-old Honduran boy found wandering alone near border. Four-year-old boy from Honduras was found wandering alone near the Rio Grande River on the Mexican side of the border, according to a report in the latest instance of the danger faced by young migrants in their journey north. He was walking toward the border area that was thick with trees near Reynosa, Mexico, a city across from McAllen, Texas, that's been plagued with violence. Just wandering around. Just dumped. You going to do anything, Jen? Are you going to tighten his... No. Okay, we can stop this anytime we want to. You just have to stop telling the cartels that any group of adults that has a child under the age of 7 with it will be released into the country, by the way, with no DNA test. So when we don't know if you're the child's sex trafficker, you're his aunt, you're his mom, you kidnapped him from his family, you paid his family for him, all those things happen. We don't know. But if you can get yourself a 7 and under, it's a human ticket. And then once you get yourself the 7 and under, if the child is not necessary for you, just dump him on a border. Maybe he lives. Maybe he dies in the desert. Oh, well. That's what this is. And it is absolutely heartless. And the past that these people, these evil people with this immigration policy, they could stop it tomorrow and say no. Child's not going to be. Yeah, child's not going to be a ticket anymore. Sorry, don't bring one.
Requires no legislation, requires no executive order. It's like enforce the border.
Here's another one. You show up with a child. We're going to take your fingerprints and make sure you never get amnesty in this country. Do not bring a child to our border. That way, we won't have more dying in the Rio Grande like this past week. Mm-hmm. That'd work. Problem solved. No more children at the border. But that's not what they want. They'd rather have 18,000 in custody. And do you know, by the way, do you know the Daily Mail? The only outlet that I can find, and forgive me if I've missed one, that reported six people died in the Rio Grande this week?
No, we don't know that.
Yeah, well, except it was in part of the headline from the London Daily Mail.
Right.
So, that'd be like 24 a month. I guess that's an okay body count. I guess that's cool. We'll just keep the welcome mat open and, they'll just die at the bottom of the Rio Grande. Maybe they'll be tossed in like the toddler, six-month-old baby. Or maybe they'll just wander in like the four-year-old. They'll drown that way. Or maybe they'll just die in the desert. I don't know. It's about the voter drive. Remember that. It's about the voter drive. So, I just love this story. I mean, and then the woman with the broken leg in the raft, which they deliberately capsized, and they ask her, how'd your leg get broken? Oh, the cartel broke my leg. Oh, cool. Good. Fantastic.
So, in other words, physical abuse of women, again, by the cartels.
Yeah. By the way, Amnesty International puts the rape rate at 6 out of 10, just for the record. That's a liberal organization. So, I mean, I guess that's just part of the tax. They just tack it on. It's really scary. Gateway Pundit this morning has another report. And this video was smuggled out by people who work there, that these kids that are locked in these facilities in violation of fire codes, which seem to not apply to the Biden administration. They apply to everybody else in America,
right,
but not them.
Yeah, no.
In violation of these fire codes, that these children are all, they're not all of them, but a lot of them are acting out sexually. They're sexually assaulting and abusing each other. And what the border guard whistleblower, we don't know who it is, who leaked it out, said is that these children are doing what is typical of sexual abuse victims. They've been abused on the way up there, and they act out the abuse that they've witnessed and participated in by adults on other children. And that the problem that they're having in these facilities, part of the reason they don't want to let everybody in, is these children are sexually abusing each other. Which, again, if you've ever written about sexually abused children, I have when I was a crime reporter, they do that. It's one of the reasons they have difficulty finding foster homes for sexually abused children, because of the problem of the child not understanding and reacting out the abuse.
And one of the biggest examples of the hypocrisy of the Biden administration, and the president in particular, him calling out the Texas Rangers for allowing 100% occupancy for their baseball game. And yet this is the administration that is packing children into cages, yes, or at least detention facilities, whatever you want to call it, packing them in side by side, literally on top of each other, sleeping conditions, and they will criticize a baseball club owner for allowing 100% occupancy of a baseball stadium where people are paying to get in there, and then housing these migrant children that are streaming across the border, literally on top of each other, without any regard for their safety, but yet criticizing the Texas Rangers for their policy of allowing people to pay to voluntarily come in to watch a baseball game for 3 or 4 hours. This is hypocrisy.
When did he do that with the Rangers? I missed that.
Oh, this has been going on for the past day or so.
No, I missed. Are you serious?
Yes.
He actually had?
Yes.
He must not get out much. I mean, does he watch the media much?
No.
I mean, this has even been covered by mainstream media, the occupancy, you know, at 700%, 1,000%,
yeah,
violation of fire code.
Oh, yeah.
That's even been covered by CNN. And I guess Joe doesn't watch much TV.
No.
He doesn't. I mean, who let him say that? I mean, knowing that would just put a target on him. Or they just don't care.
But they don't care. It doesn't matter. Everything is about talking points and policy agenda. That's it. It doesn't matter. And even if what they're saying is a lie, like they've been saying about Georgia election laws, it doesn't matter. Because your mainstream media is not calling them out. They've got the Democrats that are circling the wagons, and they're not going to attack him or expect any type of accuracy, like was always demanded of Donald Trump.
Oh, this is on TV right now, by the way. White House stands by debunked Georgia voting remark. That's hysterical.
In other words, we lied about the lie, and now we're lying about the lie.
Right. And again, who debunked them? That would be the Washington Post.
Yeah.
Four Pinocchios said,
right,
he was lying.
Yeah.
No, they're not closing the polls down at 5. No, they didn't just take the boxes out of black neighborhoods. They took them out of all neighborhoods. They're not going to be anywhere but the Board of Elections anymore.
And the story
keeps exhausting.
The story keeps being referred to as voting restrictions, too.
It's hysterical. That's the
narrative that I keep seeing on all of these websites and these TV networks. Voting restrictions. In other words, these Republicans are trying to take away the votes from people. No, that's not what's going on here, folks.
If you have a state ID and you want to vote, nobody can stop you.
Exactly. And your vote, no matter how you vote, will be counted if it's a legal vote done in a legal time in a legal way. That's all that's going on. Because I don't care what the media or anybody else wants to tell you, there are still, at the very least, questions about what went on in a previous election. At the very least, there are questions. And those questions have not even been addressed in many cases.
Well, and speaking of that, this would be a shock to my liberal girlfriends. To find out who are convinced that this whole thing is over.
Your LGFs?
Yeah, really. Do you know what just happened in Arizona? The Arizona legislature,
yes,
wanted to review, mm-hmm, all the absentee ballots. There's a good reason for that, because the numbers don't add up. They can't reconcile them. They think there are fake and illegal votes in there. And so they wanted to have an outside independent agency come in and completely recount the absentee ballots, which was the huge tranche of ballots.
In other words, an audit.
An audit. Yes, they're doing an audit. And the State Board of Election, run by Democrats, refused to let them have the ballots. Mm-hmm. The legislature.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So they filed suit and have been fighting for months to have access to their own ballots. And they finally won that in court about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and they finally had the turnover of the ballots.
Keep in mind that election commission answers to that state legislature.
Yes.
It is funded by that state legislature. It is created by that state legislature. And the state under the U.S. Constitution is responsible for voting and setting the rules within their state jurisdiction.
Yes.
So the very legislative body that is in control and has the absolute right to question what goes on was being denied by the agency it created. That's what was happening in Arizona.
And they actually had to be sued for the votes.
Right.
So as I explained at the time, and I said this in December when people were like, look, there's all this evidence out there, and you know, maybe this election will be overturned. And I said, no, it's not going to happen because it is going to take months to years to be able to be legally allowed to even get our hands on the votes and count them. And you're seeing this with Arizona. I mean, it's April now, and they finally just gotten the votes, which, by the way, by law, should have just been handed over to them. They are the legislature. They have every right to do that audit. But this is the left, and they don't play by the law.
No.
So the idea that this is over and judges looked at these votes and they didn't find anything wrong, judges haven't seen jack in Arizona. The legislature hasn't seen jack in Arizona. The independent vote, you know, auditors haven't been allowed to touch the votes. So that's a lie the left tells. Nobody has seen anything. We are still in every swing state suing for the right to do this, either with the machines or the votes.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, they sure want you to get that vaccine. I mean, like, they really want you to get that vaccine. As a condition of being able to participate in American life. Do you see this interview from CNN? This thing is just so loaded. And folks, as Conservative Treehouse points out this morning, when they show you who they are, believe them. This is a soundbite from Dr. Leana Wen. And she is apoplectic that people might realize there's no need for a vaccination because everything is open and there's no crisis. And she's worried that the American people will enjoy their freedoms without vaccination. You got to watch, just listen to this. What the priority is in her soundbite here. All right, here we go. Let me play this.
All these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
Yeah, because it's America. You shouldn't have, okay, this is not how America works. By the way, she's a public health policy professor at George Washington University, where they apparently teach totalitarianism. She's Dr. Leana Wen. Unbelievable. No, you shouldn't have to get vaccinated in America, a free country, or it used to be, in order to enjoy your freedoms. You get to enjoy those no matter what. They should have to convince you that vaccination is a good idea and sell it to you that way. And you should get a vaccine if you think it's a good idea for you after weighing the risks, both of COVID for your age group and, you know, whatever your health status is, and the risks of the vaccine. And if those risks to you aren't worth it for whatever reason, don't get the vaccine. Your freedom shouldn't be conditional on that. That is absurd. This is why they're pushing this vaccine passport. They are just so determined to. You know what the problem is here, folks? The problem here is, and this is what drives me nuts, the very people who are telling you to get this vaccine have done nothing but lie to you. I don't know if they're lying about the vaccine, but I know this. They've lied about just about everything else. If you've listened to this show, you know that. I've played my audio archive for you. Fauci, masks don't work. Don't wear a mask. Actually, masks work. Gotta wear a mask. Actually, masks never did work. You should wear two masks. Do you have a study showing that, sir? No, I don't. A week later, a study comes out from the CDC showing masks are do not block over 50% of the COVID particles. In other words, they're useless. That's the surgical masks and the cloth ones. The study didn't cover the KN95, so I don't know. I don't know about those. Did you count that? One, two, three, four separate and contradictory things. Lies. Let's not kid us. They're lies. And Fauci thought, oh, it's safe. Really? Well, we skipped the vaccine trial part. You know, the widespread trials with large numbers that we usually conduct in other countries. We skipped that. How do you know it's safe? Is he lying? I mean, you do not have to be a conspiracy theorist, and I am not. I'm a person who, as a reporter, wrote about vaccines for years. I know they skipped the trials. They have no idea if there are long-term health ramifications from these vaccines. No freaking clue. That's a fact. You know why? It takes years to study that. We don't even get the full efficacy, the full effectiveness percentage for flu vaccines for years afterward. They give one the year the flu vaccine comes out, but that's preliminary. It takes them years to ascertain that. They have to study it. They don't know if this thing is safe long term. They have no clue. Not enough time has passed to even have conducted the study of it. And they lied to you. They lied to me. They lied to all of us about this thing. They're still lying today. I mean, they come out and tell you, what was it? So wait, 6 weeks. Yes, if we just, was it 3 weeks or was it 18 days? I don't remember. If we just shut down for 3 weeks and then it was 6 weeks and then it was a year. And then when we shut down and the numbers went up and it didn't work, they doubled down on it, said just six more. If everybody would just mask and then states pass mask ordinances and the states with the mask ordinances have the highest death toll per capita. And then when the top six states with the highest death toll and the highest case rates per capita are all hardcore blue lockdown states, they tell us we need to lock down. Why? So we can have the highest death toll and the highest case rate per capita like those states? They're lying to you today. So do I trust them on this vaccine? No, I do not. They have not earned my trust. And you know what? If they haven't earned yours, that's okay. You want to get it? You think it's good for your health? Awesome. Go get it. But if you're otherwise healthy like me and you're not in a high-risk category and you don't see the point and you don't trust anything they've told you, that's okay too. They should have to sell you on this with data. And they can't because they don't have it yet. And they've lied to you. And they have not earned your trust. So using totalitarian means, not acceptable. Well, no wonder they're coming. Yeah, and tossing children aside like human debris as they go. Listen to this, folks. By the way, this is completely illegal and totally unconstitutional. But whatever. It's like everything else that Washington does. Listen to this. Border crossers. Let me translate. That would be illegal immigrants. Border crossing illegal immigrants are getting 1 year renewable amnesties and a Social Security card. What? Yep. It's part of the goodie package at the border. Guess who pays? Do I even have to tell you? The Biden administration is granting thousands of illegal border crossers 1 year renewable permits to stay in the U.S. to apply for asylum, a process that can take years. And listen to this. They are allowed to receive Social Security cards, paving the way for government benefits and jobs. Jeez. That's according to Tom Benzman with the Center for Immigration Studies. A new report out from the federal government says an estimated 34,000 recent border crossers have already been distributed around the country with the documents. Okay. What does this mean? They are equipping them to compete head on with the more than 10 million unemployed directly caused by COVID by giving them these documents. It's outrageous. He said if a migrant qualifies to stay, and most do under the Biden rules, they are given a COVID test, then documents to stay before being guided to a privately run service that buses them around the country. I'm sure you're paying for that too. Benzman said he was shown the documents by Haitian immigrants on the buses near the Del Rio, Texas border. He listed what happens after the COVID test. Department of Homeland Security provides many immigrants with an administrative document entitled Order of Release on Reconnaissance. Okay, we already knew that was happening because they're using these to fly, which grants them the legal right to be present inside the United States, according to two such documents that immigrants on the buses agreed to share. These require the immigrant to self-report to a deportation officer in their destination cities by a specific date provided. One Nicaraguan migrant showed them a Department of Homeland Security document titled Interim Notice Authorizing Parole, which grants them a renewable one-year term to live legally inside the country. None of this is constitutional. Biden can't do this. Federal government has no authority under the Constitution to regulate immigration, only naturalization, which is the process by which you become a citizen. It's the only thing in the Constitution. They don't have a right to do the rest of this. Most will likely use their time to apply for asylum, a lengthy backlog process that allows for work authorization and Social Security cards during an adjudication process that can drag out for years. Okay, that part we knew. Okay, let me explain asylum law to you, because asylum is different than just immigration law. Asylum law was only supposed to, when Congress passed the law, was only, and by the way, they don't have a right to do this. This is another unconstitutional thing Congress is doing. What it was intended for, they figured a dozen or two dozen people a year would qualify for asylum. And by the law, your government literally has to be trying to kill you for religious or political reasons. And so it was thought once you got here to America, you would need to be able to work. You'd need to be able to have health care. You'd need to have all of that. And so that is why they gave out by the way, the welfare benefits for this don't apply either. There's welfare benefit limits for Americans. It usually works out to like $50,000 a year for a family of four. And then after that, you can't get any. There are no welfare benefit limits for asylees. And again, that's because there was only supposed to be a couple dozen of them a year that were let into the country because the parameters were supposed to be so narrow. So the Biden administration is just ignoring that and handing these papers out. This is proof they're getting them. And so this is just, you know, they're just dumped off at the border. And so according to this, 34,000 border crossers have already gotten them under Biden. You know, this makes perfect sense because word of this gets back. This is why CNN reported we are on track to encounter 2 million of them at the border by September of this year. The previous record total was 1 million when George W. Bush opened the borders and flooded the country in 2006. So, wow. I mean, 2 million. I mean, Ben's only been in office since January 20th. 2 million by September? Now, what that number is that's people encountered by the Border Patrol. So about 13% of them will be sent back and the rest will be allowed to stay. So they're forecasting 2 million. Folks, people find out they can get these cards, Social Security card, work permit. Whole worlds can come here. 2 million by September? They'll revise that upward. It's going to be 4 or 5 at least. And then next year, 10 million. And I can't imagine what the total is going to be at the end of the Biden administration. It's, you know, and you got to agree with AOC on this. She said this week that we cannot call this an invasion. And I agree with her. I agree. If you look up invasion, it's a hostile invading force that is not wanted that's coming in. Biden invited them. And he's priming them to compete with Americans to work. Blue-collar Americans. I mean, and the absolute cruelty of it. I mean, on the one hand, the Biden administration's arguing we need a tax increase. And that the economy's so screwed up, we need all these stimulus packages. We've got to get all these people back to work. And then literally out the back door, he's handing them Social Security cards and work permits to compete head on with Americans. That's unbelievable. While telling other Americans, hey, you got to pay more taxes because that creates jobs. It doesn't, but that's the lie. You got to pay more taxes so we create jobs. We've got to get these people back to work while giving their jobs away to people who aren't even Americans. And you know who gets hurt the most? Blue collar, high school or below educated, black, white, and Hispanic Americans. It's crazy. Texter writes, Tara, these times we are living in are the result of no term limits. Texter writes, Tara, have you or anyone else run the true numbers of COVID deaths in South Carolina? I don't believe them. What's the truth? Hard to say. I can only tell you this. We code COVID differently from every other cause of death. This is why the flu has disappeared. If we coded COVID the way we do flu if you die of it, the way we do cancer if you die of it, the way we do pneumonia if you die of it, if we coded it that way, only 6% of the vote of the COVID death total would be legit. So you can, I don't think we're ever going to get real numbers here because they changed the coding rules only for COVID to boost the death numbers. But I would put the death total somewhere around 42,000. If it were coded the way the flu is, if it were coded the way cancer is and other things that kill you. But it's not. I still can't get over this. And Lee reported earlier, Joe Biden screaming and yelling about people going to a baseball game because of the capacity in COVID. And he's literally running border facilities crammed to the gills at 700%. Do you realize we now are in custody of 18,000 illegal immigrant children? 18,000. And this is why you listen to this station. And this is why this station is number one in this market, bar none, as is this show this week. We're going to bask in that and enjoy it while we can. Number one radio show in this market, number one radio station in this market, by quite a bit, actually. Right now, in the last book, highest ratings we've ever had. And this is why you listen. Headline, NPR issues major correction. Why do you hear where they buried it? NPR issues major, what is this, April? The election was in November. NPR issues major correction after falsely claiming Hunter Biden laptop story was discredited by intelligence. Well, that was a lie. I actually remember this at the time. NPR led the way in telling us, Hunter Biden, that's not his laptop. No, silly. That's Russian disinformation. Yeah, the part where he says Joe gets 20% of the money from the Chinese, that part. Yeah, that's Russian disinformation. It's not real. Oopsie, it was. Hope that didn't affect your vote in the election. Who got this story right? Us again? Who was that? Oh, yeah, it was us. If you are using NPR as a source of news, stop. This was a critical story. NPR issued the correction on Thursday, that's yesterday, after falsely reporting Hunter Biden's infamous laptop was, quote, discredited by U.S. intelligence and independent investigations by news organizations. Independent investigate. They don't investigate jack. I bring this stuff up, folks, not to take a victory lap, but to remind you why you listen to this station. And because I ask a lot of you, this show is so far ahead of the rest of the news many days, not on every subject, obviously, but on many of them, that I know when stuff comes out of my mouth, it sounds insane because you're not hearing it anywhere else. So just understand we are way ahead of the curve here. I just ask you once again to remember this and trust me. This is why people have been with me for 15 years. This is why there are still 704 area numbers on the text line. They're still listening from Charlotte. They know. On a long enough timeline, I'm always right. So I'm really careful about what I bring to you. Anyway, let's all bask and enjoy. NPR getting one of the biggest news stories heading into the election dead wrong. And they didn't do it by. It's not an accident. They lie to you. It's what they do. Quote, a previous, this is the correction. Oh, you know where they buried it? In a review of Hunter Biden's memoir, Beautiful Things, which I would assume includes crack cocaine, but I don't know. I didn't read it. Quote, a previous version of this story said U.S. intelligence had discredited the laptop story. U.S. intelligence officials have not made a statement to that effect. Wow, they can't even get the correction right. No, U.S. intelligence officials, including even the lying FBI, flat out said there was no evidence this was Russian disinformation. NPR ignored that. Wow. NPR senior editor and correspondent Ron Elving initially wrote, in a lie, the laptop story was discredited by U.S. intelligence and independent investigations by news organizations. Yet there never were any independent investigations. Notice how they write that. This is how they lie to you. Independent investigations by which one, Ron? You're the editor, senior editor, NPR. Tell us which news organization confirmed the laptop was a lie, that it was disinformation. Tell who was it? What news organizations? They don't say. Because there weren't any. And this is what they do. They lie to you knowing full well they're lying to you. And then they come back and correct the record. Well, it's too late. In this case, they blew this in October of 2020. And now, what is it? The second day of April. Oh, yeah, that laptop story, that was great. Yeah, okay. Well, if NPR admits the story was actually accurate, we got a problem. It's a big one. If this wasn't disinformation and it wasn't discredited, then that means that the texts by Hunter saying Joe got 20% of the Chinese money, those are accurate. Y'all gonna get on that? Because that's a big deal. See, because the problem is Hunter didn't report the Chinese money on his taxes. That's a felony. And if Joe got 20% of it, that's a felony too. And if Joe didn't report the money on his taxes, that's another felony. At that point, Hunter's laundering money. Wait a minute. Isn't Hunter under investigation by the FBI for, what was it again? Laundering money? The case number contains the code for money laundering investigation? Oh, so I'm sure that now that NPR has admitted that that actually is Hunter Biden's laptop, they'll follow up right away on the obvious felonies here. I'm waiting. So I bring this up again, not to take a victory lap. I could do this all day long with these news organizations. But just to demonstrate, too, if you're new here, and a lot of you are, we wouldn't have ratings this high if you weren't new here. And you come in here and there's the shock daily of how different this show sounds from the news. There's a reason for that. They make up the news. And you'll hear me do this over the years, and it'll build your trust in me. You'll hear me do this. This is their pattern. They know they are lying. They do it deliberately for political reasons. They cleave to the narrative knowing full well it's a lie. They write things like independent investigations by news organizations confirm, and then they don't tell you what news organizations because they know there never were any investigations by news organizations, and they lie to you, and they manipulate you. And they create a reality as force that is false. And then they send you to the voting booth where you are absolutely a danger to yourself and everyone around you because the reality you think is real is not. And then they correct the record later. So they could say, no, we have a very high record of accuracy. Yeah. That's when they admit the truth after the maximum level of damage is done. This is so frustrating to me because I have one girlfriend in particular who gets all her news from NPR. Oh, that's just one mistake. No, this is a pattern. It never ends. Washington Post. Oh, yeah, about Officer Signet getting hit in the head with the fire extinguisher. Yeah, sorry, that never happened. Well, but I thought you said you had sources. Oh, no, we don't. You don't have sources inside the Capitol Police? No, we don't. Well, you said you did in the original piece. That doesn't just mean you got it wrong. That means you lied. And then all the other news organizations repeat the lie and claim they confirmed it. Well, not one of them could have. It didn't happen. They lie in chorus every single day. They lie endlessly. So if you want to know what's really going on, keep it tuned right here to 106.3 WORD. Online, 106.3WORD.com. Have a wonderful Good Friday. It's beautiful out there. Enjoy your Easter.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.